The 2012 legislative session got underway this week in Pierre, and lawmakers from across the state will soon be weighing the pros and cons of proposed laws and regulations. While the legislative procedure is a key part of our democracy, the voice of the people is still needed, believes South Dakota Deputy Secretary of Agriculture John Ferris.
And I still firmly believe that the best voice in the committees and to our legislators is the producers that are actually impacted by the legislation. You know, we've got a lot of lobbyists that come to town, and they do a great job of advocating for agriculture. But really, when it boils down to the most important voice to be heard during the session, it is still the person, the individual, the producer that's impacted by that legislation.
The South Dakota Legislature's website, linked from sd.gov, allows people to sort and track bills they have an interest in. Ferris states farmers and ranchers cannot rely solely on lobbyists or leaders in South Dakota's ag industry to safeguard their business. They must become engaged themselves.
You know, our commodity groups and our organizations, different farm organizations, all do a real good job of identifying the bills that are important for, you know, for agriculture. And by monitoring their websites or their newsletters, you can keep track of the bills that are important that need your voice.
Ferris explains both the House and Senate Ag Committees regularly meet every Tuesday and Thursday mornings throughout session. All ag bills must pass through these groups, creating opportunities for ag producers to get involved. To learn more, go online to sd.gov. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.